This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3827 for Tuesday, the 4th of April, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Reply to HPR 3798. It is hosted by Brian in Ohio and is about 8 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is added Slackware information.
Hey, hello, Hacker Public Radio, Brian in Ohio here. Another show, amazing. I think I'm going to hit a high quota this year, which is good. There's always need for shows at HPR, and I'll do the requisite. If you haven't done a show, do one. Keep this project going. It's a great service. Thanks to Rowan for joining the janitor team. Today's show, it's not going to be about the Z80. It's just a quick reply to HPR 3798 done by Mechatroniac. I like his stuff. If you don't like his emails, I think you could just delete them, and that would be great. But he's got good shows, interesting stuff. But in 3798, he talked a little bit about Slackware, and I just want to maybe add a little information for anybody who's thinking about using Slackware. I've been a long-time Slackware user. I use it on all of my machines. I use it on my Raspberry Pis. I don't really stray. The only thing I don't use Slackware on is the Pine phone that I'm playing with. Only because, because Slackware is really for desktops and bigger. You know, not designed for a mobile operation yet. Who knows what could happen in the future? So anyway. A couple things that were said in Mechatroniac's show was about the different sizes of distributions that he found at Slack for his Slackware, and he said he picked the biggest one. Now, as far as I know, the best place to get Slackware is to go to slackware.com, and then you'll be greeted with a very simple website, and over there it'll say Get Slack. Click on that; it'll say go to mirrors, you go to a mirror, and then from there, there's a list of stuff on the side, and it'll say, DVD install, and go ahead, click on that, and then you usually see a tree. These are all mirrors, so that you're going to get the one that's closest to you. You'll see a tree of all the available Slackwares that go all the way back to Slackware 8, I think, or maybe 11. But anyway, if you're going to want to grab the newest one, if you've never done Slackware before, that's the best one to use, Slackware 15. You click on that, and then you're going to be presented with some options. You can get Slackware 15 all by itself, DVD install image or ISO image or something like that. That is a 32-bit Linux, the latest Slackware 15 in 32-bit. Slackware still ships a 32-bit version. So if you've got older hardware out there and you need 32-bit support, it's the place to go. I personally use the 64-bit version. I'm running Slackware on an IBM ThinkPad T480 with a Core i7 8th Gen processor. It's a very, very nice machine. And there's Slackware 64 ISO, and you're going to click on that, and then you're going to want to download the DVD install image, DVD ISO. Now, you don't need a DVD drive to install Slackware. Those images are hybrid images. You can use the DD command once you've downloaded it. DD it to a USB stick, and it'll boot right up, you'll have the installer and all the files that you need to install Slackware. So that's Slackware has. When you download it, you get an installer and you get the full tree as of the time that Slackware 15 was released, and that's all you will need to install Slackware. And so on my T480, I use EFI to boot into this machine. In fact, this is a dual boot machine. I've got the Windows partition that it came with. I shrunk it down, use a gparted, And then I put a new partition and I put Slackware there. So this machine dual boots into Windows 10, I think. 10. I don't really ever use it, but I have it just in case, because there's always, there could be a need sometime where there's some piece of software that you might want to use that's a Windows only thing. Currently, I only use one program that's Windows only, and that's a Soaring computer, Condor Soaring. But it's an EFI boot, and you follow the install instructions, and you'll get to the boot section. And so Slackware on an EFI machine does not use LILO to boot. It uses eLILO. So eLILO is the next version of LILO, or move on from there. It's available at, I've got the links in the show notes. It's a SourceForge site. And it's a booting, what they call it, a boot manager that is for EFI drives. And it's a lot like LILO was, in that it's got a plain text boot configuration file that can be found in the boot section, boot EFI, EFI, Slackware, and there's your config file, elilo.config. And I'll actually have posted my small elilo config. That's a dual boot to Windows. Yeah, because the default is Windows. It's a W, and that's the W. Anyway, so it's a simple text-based boot configuration file, and this machine has no problems. It boots into using the EFI boot, boots into either systems. I've got a couple of different kernel options, and it's really easy to update kernels. You just, when you do an update that has a kernel update, you just copy it into the boot section, and that's all you have to do. You don't have to, like in LILO, you used to have to run LILO again. LILO, after you did a kernel thing, and it would grab the new partition. You don't have to do that with eLILO. You just copy it over, and the next time you boot, it'll boot into the new hard drive, into the new kernel, as long as it's labeled correctly. Anyway, what else can I say about this? So, and no, it's not LILO, it's eLILO. It's for EFI systems. Now, that being said, I have a Dell machine that my wife uses at home, which runs Slackware. And on that system, I did actually go into what they call legacy boot. It's an option. And then I just use standard LILO in that because it's not an EFI boot partition at that point. And that's not a dual boot machine. It's only, it's Slackware only. Because my wife uses Slackware also. She's awesome. So that was, I think, the couple things that I wanted to get out there. Slackware.com, it's the place to go to get Slackware. eLILO, not LILO. And it's better than LILO if you have an EFI machine. And anyway, thanks for listening. Mechatroniac, keep the shows coming, especially one of those drama shows. That'd be really great. Another one of those end of the world apocalyptic things. That was very, very rewarding. That being said, thanks for listening. It says Brian in Ohio. I'm signing off. And I just want to remind you that using Slackware is an option, but if you become a Slackware user, reading is not an option. Goodbye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.